Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Boy, I appreciate your support of the program in so many ways. You're such a kind and generous audience, and what you do to support us just means a great, great deal. We turn our attention to a local controversy. This is the planned development in Inglewood for a new arena that would be a home for the Los Angeles Clippers. Steve Ballmer, who's the owner of the Clippers, wants to have his own place to play. They currently share Staples Center with the Lakers and the Los Angeles Kings, not to mention concerts and other big events. And the Clippers have third choice on the dates at the arena. That means that they play a lot of weekend afternoon games, less than prime time, because the Lakers and the Kings get the top choice of dates. Also, the Lakers have banners up along the rim of the ceiling there of Staples Center that the Clippers have to cover up to make it their own. There's even a separate lighting array that the Lakers use to create almost that kind of boxing match. High-intensity lighting on the court with the dimming of the audience lights. The Clippers play with the audience lights on at Staples Center. So Ballmer wants to have an arena that creates the Clippers' own vibe, their own sense of identity out from the shadow of the Lakers. And obviously, the city of Inglewood wants this a lot because of the financial incentives that are going to go in this community benefits package that Ballmer has proposed. It's $100 million, according to the team's valuation, that would go into supporting a variety of programs in the city of Inglewood. But the pushback is largely coming from the owners of the Forum, Madison Square Garden, that New York-based entertainment and venue operating company based in New York. They own and operate the Forum in Inglewood, which is a concert venue. They don't want to have to compete with a brand new Clippers arena that's just a short distance away. So you've got dueling public relations campaigns, dueling lawsuits that are going on. Residents are choosing sides in it. We were scheduled to talk with the mayor of Inglewood, Mayor Butts, who unfortunately just dropped out seconds before we began this segment and is not able to join us. Mayor James T. Butts Jr. of Inglewood to talk about in support of the project. The reason we're paying attention to it today is because two legislators who represent the Inglewood area have sent a letter to the California Air Resources Board claiming that racism is behind the board's length of time it's taking to consider what the carbon footprint of the new arena would be. The complaint centers on the fact that it took far less time for the Golden State Warriors' new arena in San Francisco to receive support from the State Air Resources Board, just over 2 months. But according to State Senator Stephen Bradford and Assembly Member Sidney Kamlager-Dove, it's taken months longer on the Inglewood project, and they wonder if it's because it's largely a community of color, where around the San Francisco brand new arena that just opened this month, it's largely white residents. Joining us to talk about the State Air Resources Board and the length of time involved in the process is David Pettit, who's senior attorney at the Natural Resources Defense Council. He's on their climate and clean energy program, and he's been working on the Clippers Arena project for the NRDC. David, thank you very much for being with us. I have a statement from CARB, a letter that they wrote back to the legislators. I'll excerpt in a moment, but what do you think about the amount of time they're taking?
Good morning, Larry, and thanks for having me on. It is taking more time than CARB took for some of the other projects, and my explanation for that is that the documentation that the Clippers sent them in order to get the special legal benefits that they want for this project is so flaky that CARB has had a tough time figuring it out. And in fact, CARB went back to the Clippers and said, hey, you know, we can't really understand this. Would you submit some more information to us and try to clear it up? The Clippers did that, but it's still pretty flaky, in my opinion. And I think that's largely what's leading to the unfortunate time lapse here.
And why do you have any theories on why their proposal isn't as concrete as CARB would like?
Yes, I do, because to meet the standards of the bill that gave the Clippers some procedural speed-ups, the bill, AB 987, had certain standards in it. One of those was that the whole project needed to be net neutral for GHGs. And
greenhouse gas emissions.
Greenhouse gases, yes. And in trying to show that the project would be, the Clippers made some pretty crazy assumptions and that that I had trouble buying, and I think CARB is having trouble buying as well. And I think that's what's holding it up, is a dispute about whether the assumptions that went into the modeling that the Clippers provided to CARB make any sense or not.
We're talking with the Natural Resources Defense Council Senior Attorney David Pettit. I'd like to hear from you. If you're someone who lives in the greater Inglewood area and would be affected by the Clippers' new arena, they've offered significant financial incentives to the city of Inglewood, where the council is very excited about this new project coming in. They're looking at potential jobs and economic benefits. The Forum and its owners, Madison Square Garden, sees this as a detriment. And as I understand it, but I welcome your calls, it seems residents are somewhat split. There is a serious concern about gentrification. With a project like this going in, what it's going to do to the values of rental property, to home values in the area, and that might price longtime residents out of what has been a largely working class community. That is a significant concern of some residents, that the incentives are great, but we may lose the place where we live. For others, they're looking at the potential investment in the city as creating more affordable housing, is providing more opportunities. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I'm going to selectively read from Mary Nichols' letter. She's the chair of the State Air Resources Board. I can't read the whole thing. It's two pages. But what I think are some of the major issues that she raises. This was a letter sent in response to the complaint by Senators Stephen Bradford and Assemblywoman Sydney Kamlaker Dove. And Mary Nichols writes, just as we heard from David Pettit, that Assembly Bill 987 requires that the project does not result in any net additional emission of greenhouse gases, including from employee transportation. She says, in no time during the evaluation of this project has CARB or any of our staff attempted to delay or ignore or otherwise do anything but ensure the project will in fact not result in any net additional greenhouse gas emissions. Said, we will endeavor to complete our review of that revised application. This is the one David was just mentioning that was turned in by June, the follow-up when CARB said that the first application didn't have enough specifics in it to make an informed judgment about whether it is a zero greenhouse gas impact. So within 120 days of the June submittal, they intend to come back with a response. Also, Mary Nichols says that CARB representatives for several months have been meeting with the developers of the Inglewood basketball project to try and work with them. Says these important benefits, Nichols writes, cannot come at the expense of increased greenhouse gas emissions at a time when our state is doing everything we can to cut climate forcing pollution. AB 987 directs no less than half of the required greenhouse gas emission reductions come from, quote, local direct measures such as expanding public transit, replacing buses and other public service vehicles with zero emission alternatives, and expanding energy efficiency in buildings in the community. David, can you elaborate a bit on what that means?
Yes, I'm happy to, Larry. And that's really the heart of our problem with what the Clippers have submitted. This greenhouse gas stuff, it's not just some academic exercise. When you mitigate or you try to make up for greenhouse gas emissions, in our view, the preferable way is to do that locally. For example, you could increase local transit. You can weatherize local homes, which can also lead to additional jobs in the community. You can have more bike lanes. You can have more electric charging available to the community. You can have EV chargers in the community. So there's lots of local measures that can be taken to sort of even out the GHG emissions from the project. And the application takes the position that they don't need to do any of that, as in none, because they claim there won't be any net increase in GHGs.
All right, we're talking with David Pettit of the NRDC, Senior Attorney on the Climate and Clean Energy Program. He's been working on the Clippers Arena project planned for Inglewood for the NRDC. I would like to hear from Inglewood area residents. You don't have to live directly in Inglewood, although, of course, Inglewood residents' voices are the most important because the spending that would go into the community from the project and the most direct effects would be felt by Inglewood residents. But if you live in the area, adjacent communities of South Los Angeles, Gardena, other communities, Westchester, that are fairly close and would feel some degree of impact, I'd like to hear what you think about the new proposed Inglewood Arena. We'll also read from the statement that the owners of the Forum Madison Square Garden have put out. And again, we had Mayor Butts of Inglewood scheduled to join us. He dropped out literally seconds before we were going to talk with him. You're listening to Air Talk on KPCC. Good to have you with us. We're talking about the ongoing controversy over the Los Angeles Clippers NBA team, their plans to develop and open a new arena in Inglewood, which would give them their own place to play, create their own culture and experience inside an arena that they don't have to share with the Lakers and Kings, as well as concerts and other dates where they wouldn't be the third choice on their playing dates as they currently are at Staples, and where they wouldn't have to cover up the Lakers championship banners and retired jerseys and all the other stuff in the rafters of Staples Center. But there is controversy, even as the Clippers are offering a package they value at $100 million to the city for a variety of mitigations and job training and housing projects and all sorts of things. Madison Square Garden, which owns the Forum and would be a potential concert competitor for the new arena, they have issued a statement. We want to be clear. We would not be against the Clippers building anywhere else in the LA market, which would still be competition for us. What we oppose is them locating their venue next to a football stadium and the Forum, right next to a residential neighborhood and on land that was taken through fraud and in violation of our deal with Inglewood. Jamming three large-scale venues within a mile of each other would ruin the experience for all event attendees and overwhelm Inglewood through crippling traffic and completely insufficient parking, increasing pollution, and decreasing the quality of life for the surrounding community. That's the statement from Madison Square Garden Company, which owns the Forum. Now, I asked for Inglewood area residents to share what you see as the pros and cons of the Clippers' proposed arena. Let's talk with Brett in Inglewood. Brett, what do you see from this?
Hi, Larry. Congratulations, first of all, and good luck with your fundraiser.
Thank you.
I've lived in Inglewood since 2014 and moved here for graduate school from Nashville, which also got an NFL team, and I bought a house in Inglewood, and I've seen lots of changes. So at the end of the day, I think it's a double-edged sword. I mean, the positives clearly are for landowners, or from property owners, but I do not support the crazy rent increases that I've seen at the local hearings. I mean, some people's rents being tripled. It's ridiculous.
You think that there's a way to avoid that happening at the same time that such a huge project is coming in and there'll be development around that and it'll be considered a more desirable place to play pending the traffic effects? But how do you mitigate the increases?
I don't know that we can. I mean, we can put rent control in place like Santa Monica's done, and it will help. I mean, I saw it happen in Nashville downtown when the Tennessee Titans moved there in the 90s, and the land prices around town or downtown got really high, and so did the rent. So rent control is one way to do it, but I think Mayor Garcetti's already enacted something, and Inglewood's trying to make it retroactive, which will help. The people that are living there already. But it's a big deal. I mean, and also I've seen a lot of the mom and pop taco places and coffee shops close up and the land's being taken over by franchises like IHOP and Starbucks, which, I mean, I go to those places. But.
Yeah, and it's not a surprise, even with a football stadium. And I'm sure with the revival of the Forum from Madison Square Garden, all of these individually have had, I expect, a significant effect. I mean, Englewood's a great city. It's in a terrific location. It's got a wonderful climate. It's accessible to the airport. I spent, you know, my early years growing up attending Englewood Public Schools until junior high, and you know, it's a terrific community. Let me bring in Englewood resident D'Artagnan. Thank you, D'Artagnan, for being with us. Now, you are on the school board, I understand. What do you see as the pros and cons of the Clippers Arena?
That's right. Thank you, Larry, for having me on the show. So, you know, one of the things that we've continued to face here in the city is, as Brent pointed out, rising rents and the cost of living. But we're also seeing that impact our enrollment as families are having to leave because they're no longer able to afford to live here. In addition, where they're talking about proposing this arena, it's in people's backyards, right? So we're talking about millions more cars that are going to be coming down the road. We're talking about increased pollution, increased traffic, environmental impacts that in many ways are going to be difficult to be mitigated. And frankly, it's been unfortunate. So although the city announced this community benefits package, we have not seen that be real. There's nothing in writing. There are no guarantees. There is nothing really that has come out to suggest that the impacts of this arena and the football stadium are going to be mitigated by the developers or by the Clippers or any of the owners.
And do you see, you know, setting aside those concerns from, do you see positives in terms of, you know, potential jobs and, you know, tax revenue that in any way would counterbalance that?
You know, I think there's always an opportunity to bring in good, decent-paying jobs, at least for our friends in the trades. But the challenge is that the types of jobs that are left in our community once the construction is completed are typically low-wage jobs, right? They're not prevailing wage. They are retail jobs that people can't even afford, where the pay they receive doesn't even allow them to pay rent in this city. So even though we may see all these benefits associated with construction during the sort of development period, we're not going to see those benefits affect community members and residents post the completion of the stadium, right? And that's the fundamental challenge. How will Englewood residents get to benefit from all of this development? And unfortunately, I don't think our city has really honed in on how to best do that.
Well, I assume that there would be a fair number of employees, at least, you know, during game days. Many of those people work other full-time jobs. They supplement their income working stadium events, you know, Dodger Stadium and the Forum and elsewhere. So, you know, there might be some jobs that would come out of that. D'Artagnan, thank you very much for being with us. Let me bring into the conversation Katie in Koreatown. Katie, you're an attorney with Public Counsel. You represent some of the residents there. What's the legal action you're taking?
Yes, good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me. I am an attorney with Public Counsel, and we represent the Uplift Englewood Coalition. It's a group of residents and nonprofits and faith leaders in the city of Englewood. And our lawsuit is really about holding the city accountable to the state affordable housing laws. So as you know, you've talked about a lot on your program, we are seeing a severe housing crisis. And as was mentioned by both Brett and D'Artagnan, rents are increasing drastically. There was recently an article talking about the dramatic rise in property prices and rents in the city, the highest in the South Bay. And the city is turning their back on Englewood residents by failing to properly implement affordable housing laws. So, for example, the arena, the Clippers arena that's being proposed is being proposed for public land. The Clippers are planning on buying land that is owned by the city, and the city is planning on giving them that land without first offering it to affordable housing developers, as they are required to under state law.
All right. Katie, I appreciate it. Thank you. I also want to thank David Bettett, a senior attorney on climate and clean energy program at the NRDC. Now, we approached the Clippers for them to talk about the project, but we've not yet heard a response from them. And we were scheduled to have the mayor of Inglewood, James Butts Jr., join us at the top of the show. And unfortunately, he dropped just seconds before we were ready to bring him onto the program live. So we hope that at some point, Mayor Butts, a representative from the Clippers as well, can join us to talk about the project. Lorena in Inglewood says, my brother is a senior. His rent has tripled in Inglewood. Inglewood used to be of the people, according to Lorena, but gentrification is kicking residents out. You can share your comments about the proposed Clippers Arena in Inglewood, where two state legislators are accusing the California Air Resources Board of racism because Inglewood is a working-class community. It's taking much longer for environmental review of the Clippers Arena than the Warriors Arena in San Francisco.